This is One True Pairing. This is the true story of more than just a man. This is the story of a man troubled with heartache, deceit, and vengeance. This is the story of yours truly, Donnie DJ Holmes. The story begins more than 20 years ago. Let's follow along as we learn about yours truly.
Payne, let me put it to you like this. I know too much. I know more about you than she ever could. Don't make a fool out of me or I will react. That's not a threat. That's just a promise. So keep talking to her all you want, but if I find proof there's more to it than what you're saying, then just prepare yourself for what will follow. Payne's smile turned into a look of dismay. He couldn't believe DJ had flipped like that. But there was something and the warning that Payne found alluring. He loved it. Payne immediately stood up and slightly spun around to the right side of DJ's body and simultaneously grabbed his arms to turn them a little so they were standing face to face. DJ was still naked and afraid of being burned by the iron, so his left leg braced for any weight Payne might apply. But Payne lost his balance a little as he spun, and he fell backwards, pulling DJ with him. Neither fell on the floor, but onto the packed closet of clothes. After they got up, DJ noticed some of his pre-cum got onto Payne's pantsuit, but DJ liked the idea of it there, so he didn't tell Payne. They both laughed about the fall and kissed each other. Payne was tempted to get a quick session in, but knew it was too soon to ask. Instead, they used the rest of their time talking and getting to know each other. As they talked, Payne finished his breakfast, made a few calls, and finished dressing for the day's activities. Once Payne left, DJ worked on his speech. All that was left was the finishing touches. DJ had a way with words, so once things started to flow, they really did fly. That was a good thing because the entire time he worked, his mind was on the information he was assigned to learn by Payne by the end of the night. Once he finished with his speech, he practiced a few times. He typically practiced by reading to himself several times to make certain things made sense. Then he practiced it out loud to ensure it had a certain rhythm and matched the vibrato of his voice. While he practiced, he got a text from Tony that read, "It's been a whole month, and the Senate hasn't done anything yet. What the fuck?" This aggravated DJ because he warned Tony this would not be easy. Plus, with homecoming upon them, DJ had a decision not to pursue the issue because the campus needed to concentrate on that, and no one would really deal with impeachment under such a circumstance. Plus, he counted all the senators' votes. He knew he was one vote short. "Tony, I told you this wasn't going to be easy. The Senate doesn't have the votes." "Oh, I know those weak-ass senators aren't going to impeach him. I just want to lay it all out and see him squirm." "Okay. If you want to lay it all out, then you can get that. But realize, he has never attended any Senate meeting. But I suggest you contact the campus newspaper. That's the only way all of the story can get out." "Oh, I'm already talking to the editor of the Spectrum. She's all over it." "Tony, what the fuck have you done? Have you implicated me in this at all?" "No, she doesn't even care about student government. No one thinks y'all are gonna do anything anyway." "If only you knew why." "Why?" DJ knew he fucked up then. He shouldn't have admitted that over text, and yet Tony asked him a question, so he felt obligated to answer. "The senators who were blocking are all trying to submit to become members of Epsilon and EZE. There are 3 who want to pledge Epsilon and 2 who want to pledge EZE sorority. And to be honest, there's another who I know wants to be an EZE, but I think she's pushing me not to advance the issue so she won't have to vote on it. If it comes to a vote, however, I know she will vote to impeach him. DJ, you should have called me with all of this. It's so confusing. 2 seconds later, DJ received a call from Tony. Tony began by saying, "Hello." "Hello, Tony." DJ didn't have time. He had to finish practicing his speech, shower, dress, drive back to Dawn, and still had to find time to study before leaving Payne's apartment. "It's not the kind of thing most people can understand, Tony. And what's so bad is these are the same people who are the leaders within the Senate. My own friends, DeMarco and John, the damn pro tem of the Senate, the lead senator, will be my biggest competition. He knows as much about parliamentary procedures as I do. That's another reason why I wasn't in a rush to have a meeting about this. I had to be ready for any trick he might throw at senators. As a presiding officer, I can't make any motions. Senators have to be prepared to match him. They simply aren't ready. They would fail before they even started." "That ain't right, DJ. I mean, who the fuck do they think they are? Why should their wants get in the way of what's right? I mean, this man really fucked me, you know? He fucked me, DJ. He fucked me good. And now all y'all Epsilon wannabes are gonna fuck me too." "You should ask that question during the meeting next week. Please don't talk about him fucking you though. Please. And I'm here helping you. I'm not working against you. We both want to see Ivory out of office. What I worry is that our reasons for wanting him gone are not the same." Peace and blessings, all you new love fans. You just heard the latest installment in the life of Donnie DJ Holmes. If you like what you're hearing and you like to read, check out my blog at onetruepairing.blogspot.com. Check out more new love. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of New Love with DJ Holmes. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to me from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact me directly by emailing djholmes1truepairing@gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to djholmes1truepairing@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to New Love.